This afternoon, we are heading down south to Summerton, where many years ago we began our work of preaching. And one of the very dear ladies there passed away. Another one of the people who passed away in the last few days. So we're going to go down there and we're going to have a graveside ceremony. And I am to conduct that ceremony. So we're going to go down there and we plan to be back, but Wayne has a lesson that he's been working on for some time. So he's going to present that lesson tonight. And I think it will be worth your hearing. Lord willing, we will be back. But that at least takes the pressure off so that if something happens that we cannot get back, I won't have to worry about that. So, I don't have much time. And that's all right, because what we've been doing has been important. And I would like to tell you more about this lady, but I think that I will go ahead with what I have here. I think this is a very important thought, and I'm going to talk about this not only from the standpoint of many of our young people that I think are at the age when they need to be considering obeying the gospel, but we also have others in the audience who are not so young that need to obey the gospel and have needed to obey the gospel for a long time. But I want to talk about how can I know I am ready? We have a large number of young people, and for that, we're very thankful. I'm so thankful to have that. I know when we came here, that was one of the things that was missing, but we have been very blessed, and I think we have some really fine young people, and I hope that our young people will continue to be just that fine. We have established a tradition somewhat at Eastside of having good young people. And as you younger ones come along now and grow up, you've been noticing some of the older ones have been moving away. They have a way of doing that. Then it becomes your turn. So some of you are at that age where you maybe have given some thought to obeying the gospel. And maybe you wonder, how can I know I am ready? The age of accountability is not usually drawn with a really sharp, bold line. Meaning, the age of accountability is not something that you wake up one day and you're not accountable. And the next day you wake up, you're accountable. It doesn't really happen that way. It takes some time for that transition to occur. There is a span of years involved in which there is a transition that takes place as you grow up. Now, I want to say this very clearly and emphatically. Some of you are still young enough that your parents are in charge of your souls, and you don't need to worry. Okay? So some of you are still young enough that you don't need to worry. I'm not talking to you at this time. Your parents are in charge of your soul. And you're not troubled much at this point in your life by thoughts of sin and guilt and doom and things like that. You are still a child. And if you died, you would go straight to heaven. So you don't need to worry. And what I'm not saying in order to make you worry. But others of you have grown and you have already well entered that transition to adulthood. We have actually a fairly large number of young people now among us and others who need to become Christians. It really is time. And some of you need to go ahead and think about that. Some of you need to go ahead and do something about it. I think that most of our parents are fairly aware of what is going on with your children. And yet, some parents do not realize that children may be more nearly ready than they think. If you are looking one of your children in the eye now or up like that, And if that high-pitched voice is now sounding much more like a man's voice, then you as a parent need to realize what's happening, what's going on. Your child is growing up. Parents are often the last ones to realize that their children have grown up. But it does happen. A lot of things enter into one's readiness to become a Christian. I want to mention some of those things. So it again is the question, how can I know that I'm ready? So I want to give you some things to think about to determine whether you think you are ready. First of all, how much awareness of sin is there in your life? As you go about, do you occasionally think of yourself as one who has committed sin and that you're in trouble with God? You know, there's a time when you're a child that when you do wrong, your first thought is, I'm in trouble with Mama. I'm in trouble with Daddy. But then there gets to be a point as you grow older that you're thinking more of God in this matter. And you're not just thinking of, I'm in trouble with Mama or I'm in trouble with Daddy, but you're also beginning to think, I'm in trouble with God. How much do you find yourself thinking of God at this time in your life? And when you think about God at this time in your life, how are you thinking about Him? Are you thinking about Him as one that made the world and all the flowers and the birds and or are you beginning to think of God as one that you are a little bit fearful, that you may not be right before Him? Are you beginning to think that maybe God is not entirely happy with you? And are you old enough to worship God and think about being responsible to Him? And parents, let me also mention this. This is not solely a function of age. It is also a function of what you have taught your children to do. If you have allowed your children to play and to doodle in their book and to sleep and otherwise not really plug into what's going on during services, then your child is not getting ready. Time is going by, and they are not absorbing the lessons. They are not learning what it means to worship God. To them, they are learning that worship is merely time to figure out how to pass. And that is not good. So parents, you need to be training your children from a young age that worship is something that we do because God is worth it. He is worthy of it. And so you need to remember that. But at the same time, I ask you young people yourselves, are you old enough to worship God and realize that He is the one you are worshiping? Are you old enough to think about being responsible to Him? And here's another thing. Do you have a guilty conscience? And do you think about hell a lot? Are you old enough to realize what a commitment is? Because when you obey the gospel, you are making a commitment. When you obey the gospel, that is not just something happening to you. That is something you are doing. And it is a commitment you are making. It is much like getting married. You're not ready to get married until you're ready to make a commitment. You're not ready to obey the gospel until you know what a commitment is. Are you ready to make an agreement with God that you will be His child and that He will be your God? Because that's the basic relationship that you will enter into when you obey the gospel. Are you able to do the things that God demands of His children? To worship Him, to to study His Word and to live in His ways. When you become a Christian, you need to take it upon yourself to become a regular and diligent student of His Word, determining that you're going to live your life in the ways that He has revealed. Now, whereas I do not want to encourage children that are too young to obey the gospel, there is another thing that I want to caution you young people who have now grown to the point that you are at least on the verge of being old enough. I want to caution you about this. Because, you know, just like your parents have some adjustments to make to your growing older, I had an error on that, to your growing older, it'll be a long time before you grow old, but just like your parents have some adjustments to make to your growing older, you're going to have to make some adjustments to growing older as well. You see, you're used to being patted on the head and having allowances made for you because you're little. Now you know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know, you can remember that quite well. That adults will tend to pat you on the head and let you go because you're little. But a lot of you are not so little anymore. And that means that you've reached the point that God is not just going to pat you on the head and say, "You're all right." You are going to reach the point where God is not going to just say, "He or she, he is just a little boy, she is just a little girl." God is not going to say that. The point will be reached when God is going to expect you to do what is right. And He will deal with you as a responsible being. In Ecclesiastes 12:1, the wise man said, "Remember the Creator in the days of your youth." I want to remind all of you young people, remember that. Remember God now. Let Him set your life and the course of your life now. Remember God in the days of your youth. Now, as you think about this matter of doing what you need to do, you may think, "I don't want to be baptized in front of everybody." Well, that's all right. There's no law that says you have to be baptized in front of everybody. And I or anyone else here would be willing to baptize you any hour of the day or night. But I want you to think about this. The more seriously you take your baptism, the better. That's the same thing I tell people about a marriage ceremony. That's the reason why I really prefer a marriage ceremony to be a more elaborate thing, rather than conveying the idea that, you know, it's just this, it's no big deal, just step 1, 2, 3, that's it. It's more important than that. And baptism is important. And when you are baptized before all the people who have known you, it is your way of telling those people you appreciate them. And in a way, it's your way of inviting them to share in this great decision you're making, letting them know they've been a part of it. And it is a way for you to say, "I am serious about this step." And it is also a wonderful example that you set for those who are going to come after you. Sometimes children will go for years. In fact, audiences will go for years without seeing anyone baptized, because they are baptized at other times, and that's all right. But I'm still saying that I think there is something good to be spoken about doing it publicly, that all may know that you're taking this step. When you do become a Christian, remember that it is all right to encourage someone. In other words, if you decide you're going to go ahead and become a Christian, fine. And it's okay for you to encourage somebody, but don't push them. Don't keep pushing and prodding them, because that is a decision that they're going to have to make. It needs to be your decision. Now remember that the whole reason why anybody needs to obey the gospel is sin. And sin is anything that breaks God's will and His Word. When you do anything that you know is contrary to God's will, when you do anything that is contrary to God's Word, that is sin. And you need to understand that the penalty of sin is death. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. So we'll include both of those passages here. The good news is that Jesus died on the cross as our sacrifice so that God could forgive us. And when we meet the conditions that God has set, then He takes our sins away. They are forgiven. And then you are a Christian. And when you have become a Christian, then you need to take responsibility for being a good and helpful person to others. You need to practice love for God and love for your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And let me tell you something, you need to remember that you have brothers and sisters in Christ near your own age. But you also have brothers and sisters in Christ who are much older than you. And you need to seek to relate to all of them. It is your responsibility when you become a Christian to reach out to the older people as well as those who are your age. Because we're all in this together. And we're all trying to get to heaven together. And there is so much that you young people can do in helping out with those that are older as well. And when you become a Christian, always remember your relationship to God. Carry that relationship with you ever and always. And remember what the Lord said in Revelation 2 and verse 10. Be faithful unto death. Even unto death. If that be the ultimate price that you have to pay, be determined that you will be faithful even unto death, and God will give you the crown of life. That's the promise. The conditions of salvation are what you have heard all your life, to hear the gospel, and you have heard the gospel, and you've heard it for a long time. To believe that Jesus is the Christ, come down of heaven, out of heaven to bring us salvation. And I know you believe that. In a way, the big decision for you is, am I ready? Am I ready to turn? Am I ready to make that commitment? Am I ready to turn away from sin and say, I'm going to devote my life to God from henceforth? That's what repentance is all about. And then that confession, are you willing to let everybody know, yes, I believe that Christ is the Son of God? Or are you a little ashamed of that? I don't believe you're ashamed of it. Are you willing to say that? Do you feel that way? And are you willing to be baptized? Those are the conditions of salvation. And a lot of you are ready. So it is a matter of when you decide that you want to do it. We're going to sing this invitation song, and if it is your decision at this time to render obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we invite you to come as we stand and sing.